All the only difference is, Mayor, it's another month now.
I know it. All of a sudden, it seems to be flying again.
Gosh. That seems like the leaves are coming down earlier, too, this year. I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I think it could be because of the amount of, you know, the drought we have had, so that may have something to do with it.
Yes, that's true. Although it's been delightful. I know you like this time of year.
So. Love this time of year. I love the temperature.
Yeah.
I was out for a walk last night, did a couple of miles. The air was so nice.
Yeah, it really is. It's the good time in New England, for sure.
Yep, we'll take it.
It's what comes afterwards that we're not so crazy about.
Well, 1 month at a time.
Exactly. People have asked me, I'm sure they've asked you too, speaking of seasonal stuff, any guidelines for Halloween from the state this year?
I haven't seen anything yet from the state level. It's not something, I know some smaller towns get into how they control Halloween, mm-hmm. and we've never done that. You know, we've never gotten into hours. It's just been a tradition that, you know, people in the city follow. So, I'm due to talk to Commissioner Jones this week. I don't know if she has any thoughts on it, but mm-hmm. I'd be really kind of, I don't know that I want to be the one canceling Halloween.
Of course, if
people want to go out and, you know, they're holding a bag or someone drops a candy that's wrapped, I don't know that's a bad thing. I really don't.
Yeah.
Kids need something, my God. It's been a long haul for them.
It
things
has.
To look forward to, you know?
Yeah. How is school going?
Well, school's going okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is. We've had some cases, a couple of students, but they were both remote.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not getting transmissions in school at this point, you know?
Right.
It's just a crazy virus that knows no boundaries. So, you know, we certainly have learned a lot since March, no question about it. And that's why I'm more inclined to support hybrid at some point, hopefully in person, because mm-hmm. the young people aren't really being affected by it. So, and I just think the cost, and I know we've talked about this before, but
yep.
the mental health cost to this, to people, to kids being out of school and the socialization they're missing, leads to all kinds of other disorders. And I think that's going to have that's going to be a real issue down the road as we look back. I know the priorities right now to try to keep people from getting this, but I think that's going to be a real issue. In fact, I was reading a little bit of, I'm trying to think of the person's name, but somebody out of Harvard that was talking about, you know, the amount of people that are missing screenings, adults, for prostate cancer or this or that because of all of this. And this, in the long run, this could be a lot costlier to a lot of other diseases than just the pandemic because of that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Still on track for the rest of the kids to go back hybrid a week from today, actually.
That's the plan. There's nothing yet that dissuade us. I mean, our numbers are up. You know, as you know, we're back in the yellow.
Yeah.
But there's no obvious cluster or reason that we would say not to go to school, you know.
Yeah.
So.
We talked a little bit about city council action last night, Mayor, approving the new communication system for public safety.
That's what I heard. I was actually watching the Patriots. I wasn't watching the council meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry. My condolences.
But I know. They had some chances. They just, frustrating.
Yes.
Anyway, I mean, that was something we've talked about. We need those communication, that infrastructure for our police and fire departments, radio systems. And, you know, actually, I was told an old-timer called me a couple days ago, and said, you know, there was a tower up there years ago. I remember it. I think Motorola was on it, which was interesting. I don't have any memory of it, but he was a little older than I, so I wasn't going to question him.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's an important piece. And you know, the stuff that was on the hospital was old and antiquated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two things. One, finding a new location, but also updating the system. And as we know, whenever there's a disaster, whatever the disaster may be, communications are huge.
Yeah.
For our public safety units, so it's very important. So appreciate the council's wisdom on that vote.
Yeah, we saw the importance during 9/11. You know, when there was a total breakdown of communications, it really hampered things.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's interesting when you see the programs after 9/11 that have been done, like about Air Force One, how they were flying and flying and flying.
Yes.
Because at that point they thought they were a target and they couldn't communicate because the higher they went up altitude, they were losing their radio. It's just in this day and age, it was pretty surprising.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we talk, Mayor, about something?
I know I'm digressing.
No, not at all. Not at all. About something that you plan to introduce to the licensing board later today to help businesses.
Yes. We thought to help, particularly the hospitality businesses really struggled. So to waive the renewal fee for all our restaurants and bar licenses, they pay, I think it's about a $2,000 fee each year to renew their liquor license. And, $2,000 sounds like a lot of money, and it is to those individual businesses. To the till, to us, it's not that big a deal. It's part of a total package of revenue sources that help fund the budgets, but in the bigger picture here, I want to do everything we can to keep these places open, because if some of them close down, then that has a bigger ramification on revenues for the city with the meals tax and obviously perhaps property tax. So I think it's just the right thing to do. It feels right to do. They've been struggling. We're working with them on the outdoor seating, but that's going to change as the weather changes. So they're going to have more restrictions, and it's going to be tough. Continue to be a tough year for them.
How much would that cost the city?
I'm probably in the $100,000 range of a $300-some-odd million budget. So I don't think it'll kill us, but I just think it makes some sense. Anytime somebody shows me a way to generate business, sustain business, we have to chip in toward it. It's well worth it for the economy.
Mm-hmm. Would that be for new applicants also, or just renewals?
That's all renewals. Okay. I don't know of any new applicants at this time.
Right.
In fact, I doubt there'd be any new applicants at this time.
Right. I know.
But we'll take it as we see it.
Okay. And does that require city council approval also? Or?
It requires a license board approval, as I understand it. Okay. That's what we're requesting of the license board.
Very good. Also, a presentation on the LDA for the final portion of the Hancock lot to the council last night. I know we talked about this earlier. Maybe just a refresher for folks about where that is.
Yeah, sure. There's two parcels that were left as part of the Hancock lot. One is the corner next to the new Peter O'Connell building across from the courthouse, boxed in by the garage there. And then the other is to the southeast of the garage, which behind Napoli Pizza, Patty's Barry, There's a piece of city land there that is not big enough really to do anything on our own, but coupled with the parcels that the LBC owns, which they own that block with Napoli and the old rental furniture place. Mm-hmm. And so you combine those together, and then you have a formidable, developable lot that makes some sense. So we've reintroduced the LDA. I'm sure there'll be some adjustments made, some meetings, and this will be the next phase, if you will, of that side of Hancock Street. So,
what types of development do you envision there?
Well, there's been... on that side of the street, there's been a lot of emphasis on housing, And I see more of that, certainly apartments / maybe condos, but retail first floor, restaurant-type things. The commercial market in this, the commercial market we were doing okay in. We didn't have big vacancies, but for new commercial, the market wasn't quite there yet. Having said that, now with the pandemic, I don't know when that's coming back.
Yeah.
So, nobody's building office buildings right now, and I don't see that happening for a while.
Very good. Is there a timeline that you'd like to have that developed by?
Well, obviously, I respect the council's, timeline and schedule, and hopefully, hopefully by the end of the year.
Okay. Some open space on the agenda for the Community Preservation Committee, Mayor, that you'll be dealing with.
Yes, there's two parcels that are going to be talked about with the Community Preservation Committee, and then hopefully, if they give it the nod, it then comes back to me, and then we submit the appropriation to the City Council. And there's two parcels. One was called Zero Harriet Ave. It's over by Harriet Ave, Ardell Street, Pope Street, up by the President's Golf Course on the Marsh End side. There was some land in there. A number of people over the years attempted to develop it. Never happened. This one was a real development. It's been on the open space plan for years and years. I mean, I go back, I first worked with the city back in the late 80s. I was on the open space committee, and that was talked about. So it's a good one. The neighborhood came out in big opposition to the development there. So that one Councilor Kane supports, so we're going to do that one. The second piece Councilor Phelan is heavily in on is the old Speechcomba site. Now, if we had a user come in that would just have opened a restaurant there, we'd have been fine with that. Mm-hmm. But the proposals that have been in have been far more robust and too much for that site. In fact, the state rejected it engineering-wise. As you know, Joe, that's a tough spot. We've got pump stations behind there because it drops below the sea level side over there. So yeah. We're pumping drainage. We're pumping sewerage out of there on a regular basis. In fact, we're rebuilding the pump station as we speak mm-hmm. on the Strand, elevating it. Because one of those floods, it actually conked out and caused a real problem. So it's a challenging area anyway. And with people talk about climate change, and you know, this is probably a good acquisition, so we're not adding to the burden, if you will. So we'll probably just piece open space, not a formal park, but you know, something that people in the neighborhood probably can enjoy.
Okay. Yeah, any cost estimate for those properties?
I don't have it in front of me. Okay. I know we're doing appraisals on them. Okay. So. Being done as we speak.
Very good.
The beauty of community preservation, as you know, is that the money in from that comes off of the taxes that people pay, that extra amount on the tax bill, right. It's for this type of project. So we can pay for it out of that. We can come out of the general revenue of the city. So yes. That's a good thing.
Have you had any response from the Boston Public Library yet about the request for the Adams Collection?
We have not. We know they met in executive session on September 29th, but we have not received any kind of response at this point.
Okay. Appreciate your time as always, Mayor.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Enjoy this beautiful day.
No, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.